Hey, closet dwellers and closet busters. It's Friday. It's me, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, that guy that helps you take those steps to simplify your life and make the big, bold moves you're wanting to make. And it is time once again for an uncloseted riff and rant. And today we're going to step into a space that I call having the audacity to be who you are. Yeah, just fucking be yourself. Okay, I said it. I promise I'm not going to drop any more F-bombs, but well, I might every once in a while. But I truly want you to think about what does it take? What does it truly take to have the audacity to be who you are? Now, some people might argue, well, sometimes being who you are makes you a jerk, makes you an asshole, something like that. True. I'm not going to disagree there. But I'm talking about being the person you really are, the person that's unencumbered by other people's expectations, the person who's willing to take a stand for themselves. In fact, the definition of audacity is, or one of the definitions of audacity, is the willingness to take bold risks. And I like to put it in a little bit different state. I like to say the willingness to take your personal bold risks. And that is what it means to me to be audacious. And I can take this back to when I came out of the closet and then I started taking other audacious, bold risks like changing careers and doing things I never thought I could do, from becoming a spin instructor and cycling and, I don't know, just all sorts of things that I thought I couldn't do. So why is it we don't have the audacity to be who we are? Well, for me, I've come up with four things that I feel like are the true reasons behind why we don't do those bold things and why we don't feel that we have the audacity to be who we are. Number one is you haven't given yourself permission to know that you're not taking bold moves, that you're not allowing yourself to be audacious. Number two is the permission to really explore why aren't you, to have those questions, to be curious and ask yourself, okay, why am I not? Because we suddenly just become tunnel vision. We have the blinders on like a horse in a race. And we just get used to doing things the way they are. And then before we know it, we're not doing anything bold. We're not taking any risks. We're not allowing ourselves the permission to be audacious, to be who we are. The other thing that I also feel kind of gets in the way is giving ourselves permission to let go. To let go of what we think we can't be or what we think we cannot do. And the fourth thing here that as I was thinking through this, and let me tell you why this is coming up. I see a lot of people, in fact, this week I've had quite a few clients who are just not taking bold risks. They're holding themselves back, which every time I'm in a session is a reflection of something I'm doing. So I've been holding myself back. I'm going to be honest, because if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I usually get to a space where I can be really transparent with you guys. And I've been holding myself back. I've been holding myself back on reaching out to get speaking gigs and a few other things. And I realize I need to become what I'm talking. I need to have the audacity to be who I really am. So this fourth thing is really about believing you can be who you want to be and to take those big, bold risks. And when you can do that, then you're going to have the audacity to be who you are. So here's five ways that I'd love to leave you with before you go off to your weekend on how you can be really, truly you. Take some bold risks this weekend, maybe for the next week, whatever it may be. But here's five things that I know if you can just embrace these, you're going to find yourself making some really bold risks and you'll have the audacity to be who you are. So number one, I want you to stop being scared. Now, I know that's a big ask, but seriously, scared, fear, all that stuff, it's just stuff until you stare it in the eyes and go, okay, fear, I'm no longer afraid of you. In fact, fear goes away as soon as you stare it in the eyes and confront it. As soon as it's confronted, fear starts to diminish. The second thing that I would encourage you to do is kind of what I already talked about. Give yourself permission. Because when you give yourself permission, you can actually start to do things. Take those risks. Be who you want to be. And find a way to just stop holding yourself back. But it's the permission that is more important. We already went through the four permission steps. Give yourself permission to know that you're not doing something big and bold and risky and audacious. Give yourself permission to explore why you're not. Give yourself permission to let go of whatever it is that's holding you back. And give yourself permission to believe that you can be what you want to be. The next step is, I want you to, okay, step. Step gingerly, maybe boldly, maybe just a little baby step. I don't care how you do it, but step out of your comfort zone and step into your discomfort zone. That's the only way you're going to be able to take these big, bold risks. You're going to have to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. In fact, number four is, once you step out of your comfort zone, I want you to truly do something. Something that scares the crap out of you. One thing this weekend. It doesn't have to be a big thing that scares the crap out of you, but do something that scares the crap out of you. And one of the greatest things you can ever, ever, ever do is to surround yourself with other bold, audacious people. Yeah, get your posse. Get those people who are going to support you and hold you up, because when you do that, you're going to always be surrounded by that energy. So there you go. There are five things. I'm going to run through them again real quick. Stop being scared. Give yourself permission, step out of your comfort zone, do something that scares the crap out of you, maybe do something like that once a day, and then surround yourself with other like-type people who are doing bold, audacious things. And if you do this, here's what I know, and I know this to be true. If you allow yourself the curiosity to step into a place of doing bold things, then you will truly have the audacity to be yourself. Let that sink in. Be curious so that it creates the boldness to be audacious. Because when you are in boldness, you have the audacity to be yourself. And that's it. We're going to wrap it up for this Friday. Take that with you. Find the closets you need to come out to be audaciously who you are. And have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach, that guy that helps you make big, bold moves to be exactly who you're meant to be. And never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping in to living your powerful boldness.